Hello, you guys. Thank you for tuning in. This is Myra with Happy Soul, Happy Life. Guidance to the unknown, the road less taken. And I just wanted to show up to kind of talk to you guys about what energy I am picking up. And it is all from my awareness. And I just really want to put that out there. Whoever needs to hear it. And one of the things is that, right, we're all in different stages in our journey. Some of us just started. Some of us are still trying to get awakened. Okay? And this is not a race. And I have the element of air, thank you so much. And the element of earth and a beautiful sun, thank you so much. And just also the element of fire, because of the passion that I have to put this out there. I always seem to root for the underdog, since I was always that underdog, right? But now, let me continue with this, because for me, it is very serious. It's very, it really touches my heart when I see the cycles just kind of repeating themselves over and over and over. And I know that we're not able to awaken, and then we have the squirrel. I do need to make a spirit animal video about the squirrel. I thought I had done one, but I think I need to, because it is showing up for sure. And I know that all of us wake up and nobody can be pushed to be awakened. And what I want to tell the people that are seeing things happen to them over and over, putting the why, right? Why does this happen to me? So drop everything else. I do want you guys to really think about this very logically. Okay, and it is, think of this as Earth, think of Earth as a school, okay? You are gonna have, the lessons are classes, right? So if you pass that class, you go on to the next one. Right? That's kind of what you have to look at it in your point of view right now. Because you're kind of seeing it over and over and over again. What is it that I am not seeing? Or what is it that I do not want to let go? That's kind of, I'm just going to leave that up to you guys, right? But if you see this as a school and the lessons as classes, the whole thing is to move along, right? From elementary to middle school to high school to graduation, right? And I trust you, and trust me, that once you start seeing it like this, a little bit more logically, versus why does it seem to happen, you'll start making decisions, okay? Decisions for you to want to move forward with your life. I know that when we were in school, right, you didn't want to fail, and you wanted to pass the test and pass the class so you can go to the next grade. Now, of course, this logic that I'm just telling you right now, it is for a certain purpose, and it is for to either get you going with the process of the awakening, or for you to make a decision. Okay. The other thing is that I kid you not, that once you start on this journey, you will not want to stop. And you will not want to stay in the same lesson, okay? You will love to evolve. You will love to continue. Your soul will be calling you. Your own self will get to know so many things. This is the element of air. Thank you. You will get to know so many things about you that you did not know, or that you knew that you had, but they were kind of tucked away, and now they're pumping blood, right? They're starting to get alive again. And so I do want you to be aware that this is not, life doesn't supposed to be sucky. It does not supposed to be painful. It does not supposed to be hurtful for you to a point that you are not able to live the life that you want in peace, right? A lot of times when anxiety hits and stress comes about, it's because you do not want to let things go and you do not want to accept the change. And we all have been there. I have been there. You have been there. But we're here to let you know, to let you know that you're able to make those changes, and there's always going to be something that awaits you. Okay? One thing that we did not know that we have control over now is that we were not awakened, okay? We were asleep. We didn't know any better. And everything was closed off, right? It was not meant for us to be awakened at that time. We were still in the fog of the matrix, right? And I was thinking about this yesterday. I'm like, look how long we as humanity have gone through. Like, do you remember when you were little and you had to put the groceries away, and you would put the onions and the tomatoes and the potatoes in the drawers in the refrigerator, right? And I'm like, now I don't even do that. You know, I don't do that. You know, I put only my tomatoes, and that's it. My onions are out. My potatoes are out, and the onions are out. The only thing is the tomato that it's inside the refrigerator. And it's just, we are not closed off anymore. We are very much here with the veil off of our eyes, okay? And if we believe that there is more to than what we had, then you will see that and you will make the change. So that's the message that I have for you guys. Much love, much, much love, okay? Energetic hugs for you guys, energetic love for you guys, and always be true to yourself, because then who can be true to you?